Hi there, we're back with another Talking Spain, some of the trips I've been doing, or I've done recently. The other day we were talking about a couple of places I visited in a sort of a corner of Segovia, next to Burgos and Soria, those provinces, about an hour and 45 minutes north of Madrid. One town was called Maruelo. And it was a medieval town that was quite important in its day. Once the reservoir was built nearby, the population dropped quite a bit, in part because the economy there was affected by that massive lake being built. And then also some of the population was moved to a nearby monastery, or next to a nearby monastery called the Monastery de la Vide, for the Virgin de la Vide. Vide is the vine, really, Virgin of the grapevine. And also the town Castillejo de Robledo, another town that has suffered quite a bit in terms of population loss. It's down to about 100. It was at one point over 1,000, 1,200 people there. But there were cool towns to see, and you want to listen to that podcast, and you can learn more about that. And then the next day, we went up to Segovia again. We went back into Madrid and to our place in the mountains. And we were going to go over the Navafría mountain pass, which is, there's a road there that takes us over into Segovia. But we had to meet near the highway. So what we did is we went over the Somosierra mountain pass on the highway to the north of Spain. Somosierra is the border between Madrid and Segovia, and that's the A1 highway that takes you straight north. The highway systems in Spain, I guess I can tell you about that on a different time, but just the basic ones are the highways that leave from Madrid. There are six main highways, each going in a different direction. And it's sort of like the spokes of a bicycle wheel. A1 goes straight north. A2 northwest, excuse me, northeast, A3 east, A4 south, A5 southwest, and A6 northwest in the different directions of the country. Anyway, so we did that, and then on the other side of the Somosierra Pass, we got off and took a national road towards the city of Segovia. That really wasn't our plan to go into Segovia, so we didn't. Went by some famous towns on the way there, well, somewhat famous if you're from the area, and if you know Spain, outside of Spain, you wouldn't know them. There's one that's called Torre Caballeros, which is famous because you can get a couple of restaurants there which specialize in lamb and also suckling pig, and another pretty town called Soto Salvos. And then we didn't go to Segovia. We veered off in a little bit to the north and west, and we went to see some friends who live near the town of Marugán. And Marugán is in itself not a particularly famous town in Spain. It's your typical Castilian town. Nothing, there's an airfield nearby, which I want to see, but we didn't get there. That's sort of one of the interesting things about it. Other than that, it's just your standard town. It's not bad. If you want to see the real thing, you can go check it out. These friends actually lived in a nearby, what they called an urbanización, urbanization. What that really means in Spanish is a housing development, a neighborhood. Sort of it's a broad term with a lot of different meanings. A small place, just about everything there. It's sort of one of the things that stood out to me. How many different possibilities you have there. And lots of forests, especially pine forests. That's where a pinar means. And there are lots of pine forests in Segovia. Some of those pine forests are used to harvest pine nuts, which are actually very, very expensive. In Spain, I can't remember what the price of a kilo of pine nuts is right now, but it's a lot. I'll have to look that up. But in this case, the pine trees were used for their resin for many, many years. It was quite a business there. It seems to have died out somewhat. But these are the types of things that I think will come back in time. I don't think there are industries that have been lost, and they might have some competition from synthetic producers. But I don't think they're totally lost, as in the future when people will look for alternatives to plastic and things like that, which requires oil. But anyway, this is that's what that place was like. And we, before we went there, we actually went to visit a town not too far away called Valdeprados. And it's a really pretty town. Not very large, very beautiful homes, nice streets. Everything's quite pristine. And it's a surprise because I don't think I've ever heard about this town. And apparently, I was doing a little research on it. It's true even to many people in Spain. You've heard, as I mentioned, the town before called Sotosalvos, which is pretty well known as a pretty town to visit. This is up there in terms of prettiness. Stone homes, slate homes, but they're new. They look really good. They have there was a bar there, but it was closed that day, which was kind of surprising because it was, well, it was Wednesday of Holy Week. But still, it was Holy Week. You'd expect it to be open, but it wasn't. There was one little restaurant, which it was actually belongs to, it's actually originally an antique shop, which they have turned into sort of a restaurant there. Not very big. We couldn't get a table there because it would have all been, the tables had been booked before we got there. But anyway, we walked around, and then they took us, our friends here, Felix and Esther, took us down to this lane, this country lane, this path, down to an area known as La Risca del Río Moros. The name of the river is called the Moros River. And there's sort of this mini canyon, pretty deep, not very wide. And it's extraordinary because you wouldn't know it's there until you practically stumble upon it. It's pretty amazing. The land around that part of Spain and Castile is pretty flat, maybe a bit rolling here and there, but that's about it. Nothing that would suggest that you would find something like this at all. And apparently back in the 70s and 80s, there was a project to turn it into another reservoir. Okay, they were looking for places to continue to increase Spain's water supply, and I guess the project was pretty pretty advanced and was pretty much along the way when a local councilman who also owned a lot of property around there made a sort of a grassroots movement to prevent that from happening. And they made a case for this micro ecosystem there that was amazing. You wouldn't find it really in any place in Spain. So that made it special. And so that's what they did. They turned it into a little park there, and you can go and visit it. And it's small. I mean, it takes you even from the town maybe 15 minutes to get down there, and just to walk around to the lookout point and this canyon, this Risca. That's another maybe 15 minutes at the most, 10-15 minutes, but a beautiful view. Because of the time of year, the river had lots of water, so that made it especially attractive. Things were quite green. There were these stone walls nearby. It was a nice environment there. Pretty bridge. There was this bridge called the Bridge of the Lovers, the Enamorados. Sort of there's a story behind it, something like a Romeo and Juliet story, where the young couple, they've known each other since kids, and they've always been close to each other, and finally they realize they're in love with each other. But the father of the boy, who's now 16 or 17, has said it's time to come with me, and we have to go out and fight wars and things like that. And they love each other. From the story, they're not specific, but I think from the suggestion is that they actually jumped off the bridge and killed themselves, and would rather do that instead of being apart. But that's that bridge there, and it was very nice. I loved that area. I was surprised to see it, and the town itself, Valde Prados, really pretty one. That is one that you should check out if you're ever in the area. Okay, it's Valprado. No, wait, Valde Prados. Valdeprados. And that's what we did. And then after that, we went back to their home in the Pinar Jardín, the urbanización that I was telling you about, and had a nice lunch there, and went for a walk in the evening, and then departed the next day for the next part of our journey, which is to Medina del Campo. But I think I will tell you about that on our next podcast. I will definitely do that then. But it was nice to see that town, Risca, and also Marogán, because I like to see the sort of everyday, ordinary towns. I enjoy being there too, going for a coffee in the bar and getting a feel for the people who are there and what kind of activity is going on. I wish I had seen the airfield. But knowing it's there, I'll have to go back. And on the way out of town, we drove by an abbey. I guess that was the abbey that used to sort of control all the land in that area. But I know for sure that it is no longer a monastery or an abbey. I think it's being used as an events place, weddings, events of all kinds. And they've turned it into that. Anyway, that'll be all for our podcast brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments or questions, because we love the feedback. And you can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. And we also like to spend time talking about the little places and the surprising places in this country. They're just endless places to go to. And I, over all these decades, never get tired of discovering new places and new facts about this country, and I'd love to share them with you. And we want to thank Felix and Esther for their immense hospitality and their enjoyable company and all their knowledge of the local area. We learned a lot and had a lot of fun being with them. Anyway, you can show your support by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. And you can also check us out on our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.